Knew it. Everybody's been excited to see you back playing. I mean, first and foremost, it's all gone well so far, I hope.
Yeah, to be honest, I was excited as well, you know, to come back, you know, and the fact that everyone was excited as well was a good feeling for me. You know, I appreciated it a lot. Obviously, personally, it's been okay since I came back. Yeah, to be fair, I need still some times. Some days I'm feeling really good. Some days I'm feeling a little bit I can do more, to be honest. Mm. Like the last game, cup game I played, I felt really good. And then we had a little bit break. And for me, it was a bit hard to kick on. But I'm feeling good, you know, and I'm just like desperate now to get back to where I was and to help the team.
Yes, I mean, Walter Zenger was saying after the game the other day, we need to be careful with Nua, not to rush too much. And I suppose you have to balance that with, like any footballer, you want to play football.
Yeah, I think he's right, you know, because from what he says, you know, I can hear as well what the surgeon was saying after my surgery. He said that it can take a minimum of 6 months to feel really good. Well, that's what the surgeon said, but you never know how I will feel. And yeah, I think he's right. We need to be careful because I've been out for a long time. But as well, for me, I feel good and I feel ready, and I feel that I still need to play. So now I'm at a stage where I need to play to come back as strong as possible and as good as I was. And Tuesday was a difficult game for me, but I feel like it was a phase I needed to go through with the team. And hopefully, if I start tomorrow, hopefully I do a lot better.
Yeah. When you're out injured for such a long time, and obviously things change at all football clubs, and a lot of things change over that time, how well are you able to sort of feel part of it? Because obviously you're not out there on the training pitch and on the field all the time as you would be if you were fit. Can you sort of stay? Do you still feel in sort of close contact with everything that's going on when you're like that?
It's not easy, obviously, if I say that everything was the same, I'd be lying, but you try to stay connected with everything that's going around at the club, because at the end of the day, you're a football player of the club that pays you. And it wasn't easy, but with the help of the teammates and everyone at the club, the fans as well, you still feel a part of it, and people don't really forget you. They didn't really forget me during this whole year when I was injured, and that helped me a lot to feel part of everything, to feel good, and it helped me a lot during these tough times.
Yeah, I wonder if, and it's obviously unfortunate that you're not the only player who's had a very long time out at the moment, but with people like yourself and Jordan Graham and Michael Zyra, I wonder if you were sort of able to help one another along, because you've all had a pretty rotten time in the last year or so.
Yeah, to be fair, when I was injured, then Jordan got injured, and I was like 4 or 5 months in my rehab, so I could have told him a little bit of how things will go, etc. And that's how some players who had this injury last season before me, like James Henry, Benik Afobe, they had this sort of injury, so they guided me a little bit. Mm. So that's what I tried to do with Jordan and Michael Zyra as well, because it's not easy, you know, you get into something like completely like unexpected, and it happens suddenly, and then you have the surgery, etc., and you're a bit lost, you don't know where you're going. And I tried to help them, because I felt like at the time when Benik and James Henry gave me this advice, and it was really important for me, so I tried to do the same with them.
Yeah, because perhaps people don't realise, there's not many other jobs where something happens and you can't do your job for 12 months, however long it is. I mean, that's quite difficult for a lot of people to relate to.
Yeah, of course, that's why sometimes you try to show a little bit on the social media, etc., how things are going on.
Sure.
Because it's a tough experience, and sometimes you don't realize it. Mm. And I had a very close friend of me who had this injury 6 months or a year before me, and I never really spoke to him during this time about his injury, because I heard a lot about this injury, but I didn't know how it was. And then when I got injured and I was going through all this phase, I was like, oh, so this is what he had to endure during this whole time. So I told him, like, I don't know how you did it. It's really tough. And I felt like sorry a little bit because I didn't speak to him. And sometimes you feel really bad, you feel lonely, and you have bad days. But sometimes you just... it doesn't last for long, and sometimes you just carry on, and everything, you know, feels fine. So that's a good thing.
It is, and now you're back to where you are and building it up again. A lot of things changed around you in that time, and that's what football clubs are like. People come and go all the time. How do you see things now? The results in the last 2 or 3 weeks haven't been what everybody wants, but mm-hmm. some of the performances have been quite good. The performance at Aston Villa, in particular, was very good. Where are Wolves going this season, do you feel?
I feel like we are not far off going where we want to go. And when I say this, I mean like to winning games and score goals and keeping clean sheets. I feel like we're not that far, but we still have some work to do. Obviously, as you say, a lot of things have changed.
Sure.
At the football club, but it's still the same club. It's Wolverhampton Wanderers Football Club. And we're all happy to be here. Now it's a big chance for everyone, every football player here to be at Wolves, because it sounds really exciting what's coming up for this club. And we have to do better. Obviously, we all know this. And as you said, in the last maybe against Villa, we played well. We felt like we should have won that game, and against Brighton, obviously wasn't the best game, but we could have done a lot better as well. And now we know what we can do, but now we have to do it on the pitch. We can't always say yeah we should have, we could have, and. To be fair, I'm not used to say these sort of
sure.
things, because
yeah.
Since I came at Wolves, we have done a lot of good things, and hopefully now it will start tomorrow. We do well, and we win that game, because it's really important, these 3 points, and we're not far off the playoff, but we have to start winning, otherwise we it's gonna be really tough to try to get back up there. But I feel like we have the squad to do it, and the manager is really ambitious. I am ambitious, and hopefully this season we will at least reach the playoff and go up, because we have the players, and trust me, if everything can gel, I think we have. No fear. We have no, how you say this, we have no need to fear any teams. And to be honest, I can't wait that everything gel together, and we start to win games after games, and because I have no doubt we have the quality and the players to do it.